Good morning and welcome to ASI Radio's Tuesday morning show. Even though it is Wednesday, it's still the Tuesday morning show. I'm Joe Haley. I'll be guiding the ship today in the studio with happy, smiling people. We're hanging out at the virtual trade show. Michelle Bell is about to choke on some coffee, so let's ask her how she's doing.
I'm fine. You're such a tool sometimes.
Hey, Michelle. It's good to be here with you. Sitting across from Michelle, we have Kathy Houston. She's wearing green in preparation for St. Patty's Day, which is next
sure,
week.
Sure, Migora.
And what does that
is
mean?
Is that an accent?
I don't know. I've been drinking.
So. What kind of hybrid accent is that?
What was that? Was that a leprechaun?
Uh-huh.
We have a special guest in the studio today, the everyman from marketing. We'll call him the everyman.
Everyman, Jake Kralik.
He does it all. Jake Kralik. Jake, how are you?
I'm doing well. Today's the virtual trade show. It's always an energetic day. Lots of running around. Crazy war room a few doors down over there. Got a bunch of people in here today. Looks like we got well over 400 people so far at the virtual trade show. It's pretty cool.
Very nice.
That is awesome.
All right, Jake's ready to go. I can't say the same for the rest of you. Manning our soundboard over there is Craig Veltri. You can't see him, but he's going to give himself a little applause.
But he's stunning.
Okay, and as usual, answering your phone calls is Facebook, Vinny Driscoll. He's also monitoring the computer feed here as well. So if you have anything on your mind regarding the virtual trade show or anything else, give us a call at 215-953-4979. We'll put you on the air, and if we do so, we will send you a $25 Visa gift card. But in the meantime, Michelle Bell is jotting a note to me, but she's also going to give you the rundown of today's show.
Yep, today we have quite a few interesting topics. Of course, we're going to talk to the people in the virtual trade show, people in the lounge, Kathy's peeps, we're going to talk to them. Jake and I are going to be talking to some exhibitors and attendees. Joe is going to tell us about, he's our new products guy. He's going to tell us about the best spring break promos and a little preview of the nominees for the best design products from the Counselor Design Awards. Kathy's going to talk about how small businesses can get their slow pay clients to pay up. And she'll also be discussing top workplace etiquette faux pas and how to avoid them. So there's just a few things on our list for today.
Okay, but the big news today, we are at the virtual trade show. And this is an event that a lot of people like because they can visit a trade show, talk to suppliers, look at new products, get education, all this from the comfort of their home.
Office. In their jammies,
in their boxer shorts, their slippers, whatever they choose to wear at home. If they're in the home office, hopefully they're not wearing their jammies. But let's start it off. Jake is in a heavy conversation here with one of our exhibitors. Jake, what's going on?
Well, I've been talking to I don't want to massacre Nico's last name.
Yeah,
but
it's
Nico
a long
from iClip. I'm not going to even try it.
Panabukakalas?
Yeah, it's Panabukas.
Pambukas. Pambukas.
From iClick, and he seems pretty excited. He actually has a really good line in here, too. He's telling me about that it's their first virtual trade show. They're looking forward to this unique opportunity, and they're looking forward to matching the speed of their service with the speed of the virtual trade show platform for a successful show. So
wow.
I definitely want to give him a shout-out and make sure you stop by the iClick booth, too.
And iClick's, number one in the USB category, so, yeah, you should stop by.
That's great.
They were the Consumer Choice Award winner.
Right.
And they're making a smart choice to exhibit in the virtual trade show today,
yep.
Too.
Very good. Well, thank you, Jake. All right.
Sure.
Now, we've heard news that's been up and down. The economy is up and down, especially the job market. You know, jobs are coming back. It's not as good as it looks. But I think everyone's finally on the same page and saying that we have a brighter future right now in regards to job creation. So, Michelle's got a little look here at companies beginning to spend more and give more raises.
Yep. Well, after 3 years of cutbacks, furloughs, and wage freezes, the outlook for the American worker is improving. Workers will receive the largest pay increase this year since the start of the financial crisis, according to a survey released Thursday. Merit-based pay increases are expected to average 3% this year, up from 2.7 in 2010. It's a little shy of the 3.5 increase that was before the recession, but we're getting back to where we were. In addition, most companies have lifted the salary freezes they implemented during the recession. Only 5% of companies that froze salaries in 2010 are planning to maintain those freezes in 2011. Still, automatic across-the-board raises are a thing of the past. You really need to concentrate on merit-based raises. So that's kind of a twofold approach, meaning that employers can kind of weed out the slacker employees And it gives employees something really to shoot for. You can't afford to be complacent, basically, in this economy. The survey finds that there's growing confidence among employers that businesses have stabilized or improving, and hiring will pick up, which is really important for our industry, because distributors out there can start targeting, again, you know, job fairs, HR departments in companies. People are definitely going to be hiring again.
Well, that certainly is good news.
Yes,
one of the things,
is.
You know, my only concern is will the rising gas prices have any effect on this? I mean, people are paying more and more at the pump. I mean, gas prices rose 20 to 30 cents in the last week alone in a seven-day period. So, you know, will there be job creation? A lot of manufacturing jobs, a lot of products are petroleum-based. So what will happen there?
Well, it's funny. I was working on an article for SGR, for our supplier magazine, and one of the guys I was interviewing, he said, you know, you need to think about oil because of Libya. Oil, of course, being a component in plastics. So because of what's going on in Libya, it's not just – people are saying, oh, the gas prices. It's going to affect plastic manufacturing as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a whole slew of industries that could be shipping, air travel, a lot of things can be affected. But it is good news that companies are hiring and that the job market seems to be getting a little better there.
Yep. Now it's bullish.
It's bullish.
It is bullish.
Kathy, are you bullish on the job market?
I'm always bullish, Joe.
Okay, very good. That's true. You always have the sunny look at everything.
Yes. You're a bullish artist.
All right, we're talking to Kathy, and Kathy is in the exhibitors lounge, or the attendees lounge, and she's chatting up with some people. What's going on?
Oh, I'm chatting with Marilyn, who wants to get in on the radio show, and I told her to go to asicentral.com/radio. And Brandon Harris has already been checking out some of the vendors and taking a peek at what they have and just checking out most of the areas of the show, and he's having a good time for himself, too.
Have you asked anyone if this was their first show, if it's their second show,
third show? This is Brandon's first show, and so he's trying to find his way around and find the most effective way to go about and gain information here. I would say to go visit each of the vendors in a row. Mm-hmm. See what they have to offer. Chat with the ones you want to get information from. Maybe think of some of your clients who have upcoming promotions that could use those products. What else could we tell them?
You know, I like the My Briefcase aspect of this.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Where you can go to each individual exhibitor and put, you know, they can do virtual samples for you, and they can put, you can put catalogs and just keep putting everything in your My Briefcase option. And then at the end of the day, you have all of this information that you've gathered electronically, of course, you know, that's collected in one place that you can sort through after the fact.
Yeah, that's a great tip.
Very good.
Yeah, and there's a lot of, I don't know if you mentioned this, Michelle, there's a lot of education to take advantage of, too. A lot of networking in the group chat room with other distributors and your counterparts. So they have a lot of good ideas and advice to offer you, too. So I get in there in the group chat where I am.
Yes, if anyone wants to talk to Kathy, stroll over to the lounge.
Now everybody clears out.
Kathy will be there with her virtual cocktail in hand.
Don't be afraid also to click on people's names. You can grab their virtual card, the V card that's in there.
Yep.
And it has all their contact information.
Mm-hmm.
Very
good. Good idea, Jakey.
Sure.
All right, I have a question for everyone.
What?
When everyone was in college, raise your hand if Fort Lauderdale was the number one destination for spring breakers.
Woohoo!
All right.
How long ago was that?
Jake and I
that?
Are a little younger than you guys.
Yeah. Okay. How long ago was that?
Jake was younger than we are. Michelle certainly wasn't. It was back in the 80s. Fort Lauderdale was the destination.
Was it like Daytona Beach was like a good spot?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yes,
yeah.
It was. You know, and
Cuba?
Now it's,
Did you guys go to Cuba, too?
No, we didn't go to Cuba. It was you were still allowed to get into Cuba.
Okay, then. Next question. Who went away for spring break?
I went once.
Okay, and where'd
every
you go?
Year.
Fort what's Fort that Lauderdale. Place? Fort Lauderdale.
You're right there, Nell.
Yes.
And Michelle, where'd you go?
Cancun, Jamaica, and the Bahamas.
Okay, now was that just like with a group of friends, or were they like, you know, spring break destinations?
What's your point?
I'm getting to it.
With a group of friends.
Okay.
Don't you want to know where I went, Joe?
Jake, where did you go?
We didn't do any traditional spring breaks. We went to New Orleans for we like forego spring break 1 year and did Jazz Fest, and then
cool.
We did Colorado for 1 year and Vermont. I remember going up to UVM and no one was there.
Because you're a big skier guy.
Yeah, we would do ski spring
breaks. It's so
breaks.
Quirky, Jakey.
All right, so quirky. The point is, Kathy, what? Is that we are right in the middle of the spring break season. You know, college students are flocking to parts of Texas is a big area now. Cancun.
Dominican Republic.
One of our coworkers, her daughter is down there now in the Dominican Republic. Mm-hmm. So there are opportunities for advertisers to market to these kids. CJ Mitica, our wearables editor, went to spring break a few years ago to cover that for a Counselor article.
Panama City,
thank you. And he found a whole slew of different promotional products. Yeah. So some of the hot products now, and you still might have time to get in on this, talk to some of your clients if they want to target those college students who might be soon graduating and need their own health insurance, their own life insurance, you know, all type of different things. Sunscreen. Sunscreen is going to be important because these people are out in the sun all day long. If you watch MTV, you know, they're all day long out in the sun. They're going to need to protect that skin because we know that a tan is not as good as nice pale skin like myself.
Well, there's fake tan you could do now.
You can do the fake tan. Flip-flops will also be another good thing. I mean, think of this. Market it to the college students at their universities with, you know, Penn State, PSU on there, whatever the school is. I mean, I'm sure that they get a kick out of walking all over the sands at a resort and leaving their college logo or their college letters all over the sand. So that's
a good
idea.
They like leaving something on the sand.
Yeah. Caps.
Speaking of that, how about some safe sex campaigns?
Well, that's one of them, too. A number of condoms, you know, are available in dog tags. You can get them also in matchbook things. They're great to give out to kids. Planned Parenthood can use them. The hotels, the resorts can use them. Anyone who wants to make sure these kids are smart when they're on the spring break, that'd be a great item to use. Caps and visors. Again, you're out in the sun. Sunglasses, too. It's that protection from the sun. The kids are going to like that. And T-shirts. Are still big. I remember back in the 80s, Jake, when we went to school, when people came back from spring break, you always knew them because they always either had white T-shirts on for 2 weeks because that enhances the color of the tan, black T-shirts on, or T-shirts with different type of logos from vendors, from
Carlos
bars
and
restaurants. Yeah, so it's all these things. So they like everyone to know that, look, I just came back from spring
break.
Or
wet T-shirts.
That's at spring break.
Oh, that's right. That's
yeah,
right.
Baby. Yeah.
And then finally, again, a lot of these are common sense type products to use, but beach towels. You know, you go with the beach towel. Mm-hmm. And again, local, you know, retailers, local companies within a state, you know, or, within a college town can do their logo in the corner of one and do like a Penn State logo on a big one if it's Penn State or whatever the school is. So they're going to have their school towel. They're going to show their school pride, and then the advertiser is going to have their little logo there.
Drinkware, too. You know, those plastic cups everyone used to come back with.
Plastic
martini places, the yard.
Right, because they're going to bring them back. They're going to put them in their dorm room, in their apartments. Again, everyone's going to come and see that they're on spring
break.
And
glow things and light up beads and all that nonsense.
Right, so a lot of things. Well, exactly, because after the beach, they're all in the nightclubs at mm-hmm. night, and you know, those are the type of things that the kids are going to climb into and they're going to want to bring back as a souvenir of their trip away.
Mm. Right, Joey.
Right. Thank you, Kathy.
Spring break. Woohoo!
All right.
Party on.
Here's something that affects a lot of companies. So how do small businesses, this is you, Kathy. How can they get slow pays to pay up?
Okay, Joe. Well, there's a practice that dates back to the Mesopotamians, believe it or not, and it's making a resurgence. It's called factoring. Does anybody know what that is?
I do. I did an article on it, yeah.
Yeah, I did an article on it years ago. The selling of a company's accounts receivable at a discount to a factor who then assumes the credit risk of the account debtors. And they receive cash as the debtors settle their accounts, right? So there's a company, let's see, based in New Orleans called the Receivables Exchange, and they're bringing factoring into the current century. Since the exchange opened in 2008, it has registered 1,200 businesses to sell their invoices. 75 buyers, including banks and hedge funds, have signed on to bid on them. So this is what some small businesses are doing. And like I said, it's a process that dates back years and years, centuries ago.
So if Jake is my client and he owes me $1,000, I saw that invoice to the factoring company for what, like $800? So at least I've got that money, and then they're going to go and collect
right.
$1,000.
Yeah, they're not doing it to be altruistic. I mean, there's a
getting a fee.
They're
getting a percentage.
Sure.
Yeah, so that's – look into it. Google it, factoring, like I did.
Yeah, you know, it's a strange thing with invoices and stuff and getting paid. I know a lot of companies have net 30 as their terms, but, you know – a lot of their clients are paying, you know, net 60, net 120. My wife's in accounts receivable. So she sees this all the time, these clients that are always in the rears and always owe them money, and, you know, then they'll pay a little bit here and a little bit there, and, you know, they're constantly, you know, after them, but they still want work done. So, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, we saw that where as soon as the recession hit, you started to watch the paying habits mm-hmm. start to increase. I mean, everything went from 30 to 60 to 90, and you could track it.
Right.
And you can track it now as actually it's being they're dropping again.
You know, when I moderated a panel when we were in Dallas and Orlando, the two things that seemed to be most effective that both suppliers and distributors said for getting people to pay in a timely fashion was offering like a 2%, 3% discount
right.
if you pay within 30 days and really pushing credit cards. You know, pay me via credit card.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And but as the payer, I mean, paying with credit cards can get a little dicey after a while because you keep putting everything on credit cards. You can't pay them off all in one shot. You start to accrue that interest, and next thing you know, it's like you can't get out of the, you know, the debt there. You're, mm-hmm. you're constantly paying because the interest just keeps accruing. And one thing we, you know, talk about a lot on this show is the fact that ask for, you know, partial payment up front. I mean, other industries do it. It's not this
big. We talk about this like every show.
I know, but, you know, a lot of people still aren't doing it. They're afraid to ask their clients to pay a little bit up front.
I know.
All right, we are going to move on. Jake.
Yeah, I checked in with some more booths.
Oh, you want to tell us? Yeah.
What's Showdown. Going on? Showdown. Kirsten Olson at Showdown Displays. She said there's a lot of interest in their products it's generating. So it's good. And that's all the way on one side of the virtual show hall. So that means people are tracking out.
Oh, that's good.
Which is really good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's excitement back in the virtual trade show.
And if there's interest in Showdown Displays, that means that more people are interested in going and exhibiting at a number of different, maybe Chamber of Commerce, you know, trade shows or trade shows that they want to focus on a certain industry. Well, thanks a lot, Jake.
Definitely.
You'll be still out there on the floor.
I'm out on the floor.
Right now, we're going to pause for a message from today's sponsor, I Promote You.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by I Promote You. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with I Promote You today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. I Promote You, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@ipromoteyou.com.
And we are back. Thank you very much, Michelle. Rich Fairfield, our publisher, just walked in the door, and he's here visiting the virtual trade show radio show. How are you doing today, Rich?
Very excited.
You're very excited.
You look it.
As are we. We have a number of different things we've been discussing. Kathy, Michelle, and Jake are trolling the floor, talking to a lot of attendees here. One of the things I'd like to talk about right now is our Counselor Product Design Award competition. The website is up. We want you to go there and vote. That's asicentral.com/productdesign. And there's 14 categories and a number of products in each category, some pretty cool things. I just did a Joe show for Tuesday, and it was on some desk accessories and some things that you wouldn't think of, and I haven't seen in the industry before, a stackable fish bowl. So you can have this high-rise apartment complex of fish, of goldfish.
Ooh.
It's pretty different. But
like
the
Jeffersons.
Yeah, but I think people really do like having like a little pet in the office. It's something to do. You watch them swim around. You can feed them. It's good for anyone who wants to get that, what we talk about, that prime real estate on top of someone's desk. Because someone's coming to work 5 days a week, they're going to see it there all the time, see that logo, and you know they're always going to think about that company. Another thing I liked was this cover for the back of a chair. So you put it in the back of your chair, and it's got slots where you can put folders and other things to get yourself a little more organized. My office is a little bit messy. I have a lot of stuff in there, but this might help clear off my desk. So that's good. And desk accessories don't only just work for businesses. Also think of a college student.
Oh, yeah.
For dorm rooms. So again, if you have clients in a college town that want to target those students, because a lot of them will be graduating, they'll be out there in the real world, they'll need a lot of different products and services to go on job interviews, to get their own apartment stuff. So it's a great way to market to them. We have great apparels in there, and caps, bags. We've got computer accessories. We've got calendars, which is one of my perennial favorites, because the calendar, I mean, think about it. How many calendars do you use in a day? How many do you have in your office, at home, in different areas? Kathy uses one.
No, I use three. I have three.
So, okay, there you go. Three calendars.
Would that be
so,
13 then? You had one and three.
Yeah, 13 I have.
So one of the things is like if your client objects and says, well, you know, I've never used a calendar because so-and-so uses a calendar. Well, people use more than one calendar in their lives. They got one in the office. They got one on the wall, one on the desk. Okay, so, I mean, there you go. You have two calendars there. Then at home, we have one in the kitchen, we have one in the basement by my workbench. So I use four calendars. So
you know, I was disappointed this year. Nobody sent me a free calendar. I had to go buy one.
See, and you think about that, too. So mm-hmm. people are expecting them. I always tell a story that a company where I used to work, they sent calendars to clients, former clients, and potential clients. So one year, to cut down on their marketing, they got rid of the potential clients and former clients. And those people called up and said, "Where's my calendar? I want my calendar." So people do know them. You know, people do like receiving them.
Yes.
Some of the other categories, we got drinkware. We got great drinkware. Electronics is always a perennial favorite there. There's always something new and different in electronics. Those products are good for targeting teens, tweens, college-age students, high school students. Meeting products, we know that's a big industry. People are going away for off-site meetings, conventions, trade shows and stuff. Watches and jewelries, writing instruments. So there's a lot of those 14 different categories, a lot of great products. We need you to go online. We need to vote for your favorite product out there. You know, just go on. It's real simple. Doesn't take that much time. Great pictures. There's captions there. You can read about it. Vote for each product in those categories, and everyone will be absolutely happy that you did that.
Definitely.
Thank you. You're quite welcome. All right. Michelle, she's out there. She's typing furiously. She's talking to exhibitors. What's going on?
She's talking to a sailor over there.
I'm talking to my friend Bill Karwitz, who's the CEO of Magnet, and he is online. He's actually manning the booth, talking to clients and having one hell of a time.
Nice. I'm also over with Sharon at BCG Creation. She's having the same thing. She doesn't know how she'll handle all the people coming in, and she would love to find some new distributors to join their 30-year-old family.
Wow.
I know.
So she's adopting. Great.
She's adopting.
Fantastic.
She's got a great opportunity to network with a lot of people today.
Yeah, it looks busy. I mean, it's a lot of people in there.
Jake, and how long is this going to? When's the end time?
It ends at 3 p.m. Eastern time today. But it'll be on demand until the next trade show, which is April 19th. So you can get on. Even though people won't be live in the booth, you'll still be able to download materials, and you'll be able to find contact information.
And access education, too.
Access education, yep. All the things that the virtual trade show offers, just without the live people.
Okay, we've all done it. We've all been in the workplace. We've done something that, you know, was just stupid. Something that doesn't make sense. These faux pas. I mean, how many people? Raise your hand.
Not
raise your
me. Hand. Never.
If you have sent an email and you that was a little inappropriate.
I've learned my
and
lessons
you,
on that.
You don't click in and don't look at who you're sending it to. So you want to send it to Jake, and you just type in J, and he's usually the first one. And someone else's name calls it, and you send it off.
This has happened quite a bit.
So we've all done it. Kathy's going to tell us what some of the top workplace faux pas are.
Well, this is just one guy's opinion, but I agree. The one thing he talks about is that even though a person works in an open area, like a cubicle, you know, don't be a cubicle peeper. Okay. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Because even though they're in an open area, doesn't mean they don't deserve some privacy and respect. Leave their stuff alone and don't peer over their wall. I do that. I peer around their walls.
It's hard not.
So you are a cubicle peeper.
I'm a cubicle peeper a little bit. So knock before entering, even if it's a cubicle.
Really? Where do you knock?
On the side of the cube.
Oh, okay.
I do knock. Some people in cubicles think that's dumb. That you knock, but if you go over and say hello, they jump. Like, whoa, you scared me.
No, right.
You jump no matter what.
Yeah. He's jumpy Joe. Anyway, okay, the other thing has to do with kitchens and refrigerators. You know, we have that common area where we put our food in there. Eat it or remove it before it goes bad, because it's disgusting if you're leaving gross food.
Now, does bad count if it just smells a little or if it's actually just moldy?
No, even smelly, Rich. Are you the culprit?
Well, they empty those refrigerators at the end of every month.
Yes, they do. And even if you've got salad dressings that's still within date and you're still using,
gone.
You come in Monday, it's like, oh, I forgot it was the end of
the month. Sounds like this is a sensitive subject for you.
Sometimes it is. I hate losing my salad dressing.
Yeah, well, anyway.
There's someone who really
moving
cares.
Moving on, Kathy. What else do you have for us?
Okay. Let's see. Maxed out multitasking. When speaking to someone in person, no texting, emailing, game playing, or talking on the phone should be tolerated. Uh-oh. I think I do that, too.
Wow. What
does it say when you do that?
Well, what does it?
It says the angry birds are more important to you.
Busier than the other person and that you think you're better than they are.
Exactly. I do that sometimes.
Because that's just you.
Well, yeah. But sometimes when somebody will come in my office to talk to me, I'll be like typing and just like occasionally glance over my shoulder. Is that rude of me?
Well, I always say, can I just finish this? Give me one second to finish this.
Yeah. Or then if I, it's you, Joe, I really don't.
And then I give them my full undivided attention. Say, Kathy, what can I do?
Okay, and the last thing is phone manners. Okay, make sure your tone is a positive and respectful one on the phone, and teach your receptionist also to say please and thank you. He or she should not drop calls or argue with customers or act bored.
You know, that's
act bored.
Right.
That's good advice, not to act bored.
Yeah.
That's one of my pet peeves. Imagine that I have a pet peeve. But sometimes you call
shocked to learn.
sometimes you call companies, and it's nice that they have actually a human being answering the phone,
like we do here.
They're rude, and they're nasty and short with you. And it's like, what if I was a client, calling in? It's like I don't feel the warm fuzzy, so smile. Everyone can hear a smile over the phone, Kathy.
That's right, Joe. Or the radio. Oh. Anyway, that's my story.
Okay, now Kathy mentioned the Angry Birds. Mm-hmm. I have yet to click on and read any stories what the Angry Birds are, but I know it has something to do with Facebook. They're attacking Facebook or something. But
it's an app.
It's an app game.
It's an app.
Okay. For the iPhone, iPad.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Okay.
Just accuracy.
It was the number one app of 2010.
Well, that was my segue into our next topic.
Oh, okay.
Excellent segue, Joe.
Thank you, Rich. We have the two tips to increase your online social marketing presence, and with our everyman in marketing, Jay Kralik.
That's quite the introduction. Thank you, Joe. let's do one because two might take too long. So let's talk about Twitter. No one ever really understands Twitter. So the long and the short of Twitter, and I'll give you the very quick, easy definition.
In 140 characters or less, Jake.
In 140 characters or less.
Curtail.
Are you familiar with what a blog is? A blog is your thoughts, and you put them into kind of paragraphs of text. Well,
Thoughts unedited.
Twitter is the exact same thing, except we'll say that it's a microblog. It's only 144 characters. 140 characters. And so you have a very short frame of time and a short place to write in what you think. And my tip for using it is once you're in Twitter and you start to connect with people, start to use the hashtag. The hashtag should become your best friend. Hashtag allows you to target groups of people who all have the same interests. So if I hashtagged ASI Radio, hashtag and then ASI Radio right after it. Anyone who has fanned or friended or likes ASI Radio or whatever they want to do to become a part of ASI Radio on Twitter, will send whatever message I put in to all those people that have made that part of their group. So another example would be for...
So then that group doesn't control itself then, because you can send anything you want to it.
I can send anything I want to them. Mm-hmm. All it does, it's a way of grouping people who have similar likes together. And sending a message to them.
And it still counts as your characters, though,
and
right?
It still counts as your characters.
But the tiny URL doesn't count.
The
I
tiny
love that.
URL does not count. Well, it's your,
the picture.
That's a whole other tip that
oh,
we
I'm
could
sorry.
Use about
okay.
tiny URLs.
Okay.
This is only all. The only thing is make sure you use hashtags. Hashtags are a great way so that your message can reach groups of people who all like the same things.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
It.
Thank you, Jake. All right, we're running out of time, but quickly I want to go back to Michelle. It looks like she's pounding away on her keyboard, and there's a little pain there. She's talking to someone. What's going on?
Well, it's going really, really well. Actually, the suppliers whose booths I'm in are really busy. I'm trying to take up not a lot of their time because I'm just looking at some of the conversations they're having. People are asking for virtual samples. They're asking for catalogs. They're asking for help with orders. I mean, there's a lot of discourse going back and forth, which is great.
Kathy, what's happening in the lounge?
Yeah, Marilyn, she's really excited. She says she's attended the virtual trade show before, and she's finding this very interesting. For example, she never knew about World Emblem, but she met them today. And she says, cool, now she's learning about hashtags from Jake.
She's listening. All right, thanks
she's
for listening.
She's listening and visiting Marilyn. Vendors. We love Marilyn.
We do.
Jake, what about you? One last check-in on this trade show floor there. What's happening?
I poked my head away, but it looks pretty good. Let me take a look at who's here right now. Wow, we look like we're hovering around 430 people that are on the show floor right
great.
Now. So, it's really quite cool.
All right, well, we are out of time. We'd like to thank today's sponsor, I Promote You. Also, remember, you have to 3 o'clock today to get over to the virtual trade show. Check out all the suppliers, the vendors there. They got education. You can network with your other distributor partners. Thanks a lot for listening, and tune in next Tuesday at 10:30 Eastern Time.